Hey, welcome in. Welcome in. It's the Ono Disc Golf Podcast. This is Kyle, your co-host of the show. Here, as always, coming to you live. Well, not live. With my best friend in the entire world, Eric Wolverton.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? Thanks for joining us for another episode.
Episode 25. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. However you're listening, thank you for doing it.
We appreciate you.
Each and every one of you.
Yep.
Eric, hit me with your random tangent, maybe, of the day.
Yeah. I already kind of gave him a sneak peek. It's not really a tangent. More of a slight Ono moment. But I dropped out of D-Glow. I talked about it a couple times and not gonna be making it this year. Just don't have enough time to get down there for practice rounds. I already had the time off to go and play for the tournament, but it's not really a tournament I want to go into blind because it's three different courses, three different days, and yeah.
Probably a good course to, you know, pick your lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's with it being like the biggest tournament in Michigan, I would like to go feeling pretty confident in myself and my abilities to play there. So
is that an A tier?
Yeah. Yep, it's just like the AM side of D-Glow, whereas like, so we don't play the toboggan course at all, but while the pros are playing the toboggan course, we'll be at three other like really, really nice courses down in that area.
Well, sorry you can't make it there. That's a bummer, but no big deal. Get it next year, right?
Yeah, I want to try to get to a bunch of practice rounds down there, you know, sometime this year, maybe after D-Glow, and just, yeah, you know, play it through a couple times before D-Glow next year and sign up and get down there and do the things.
Love it. If you can't get enough of us here, check us out on all of our social media platforms. We are on everything, so whatever you have, we're there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. We have a wonderful merch store over at our Teespring store, teespring.com/stores/Ono Disc Golf. Use code ONO to get free shipping over there on all of our work, our very hard worked on merch. Nailed it.
I'm going, my job is this week is I'm going on and I'm clearing out some of the old merch and streamlining it.
Maybe make some new stuff too.
Yeah, we'll see how creative I'm feeling.
If anybody has some ideas on what you would like for some merch, hit us up. Also, head on over to our Patreon where we have two wonderful subscribers, David and Sean. Thanks again, guys, for holding down the fort. Head on over there. You guys can donate as low as a dollar. Much appreciated. Lastly, head on over to StarFrameDiscs.com. That's StarFrameDiscs.com. And use the code ONO to get 5% off of any disc golf apparel or discs. So if you need a new disc, head on over there. Get you 5% off just by using the code ONO. O-H-N-O.
We know you guys need new discs.
Doesn't everyone need new discs all the time?
Yes.
I do.
We have a wonderful episode for you guys today. We are going to talk about the mixed doubles bracket that I was lucky enough to be a part of. Kyle's going to talk a little bit about the Monday tag leagues that he's a part of. I'm going to send out some questions to the listeners, and hopefully we get some questions back. We're also going to quickly break down what happened at the Des Moines Challenge this week. And we're going to pick the 5 Park and Rec character that would be the worst at disc golf. They're not going to be good.
Yeah, bottom 5.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Eric, kick it off.
One of the local female players, Amanda Sue Mathis. She runs the Winters Leagues at Saginaw, and her, I think her boyfriend runs the other leagues. But she put together a mixed doubles bracket where she just paired up couples with other couples to play against each other in disc golf, and it was one of the most fun times I've had. I've always trying to find ways to get my fiance to go out with, play disc golf with me, and she just doesn't enjoy it that much. But getting out and seeing like another girl throw that's, you know, similar to her skill level really made it fun for her. So
nice.
If you guys are looking for ways, I think I kicked off the last episode talking about how you need to take your significant other out disc golfing. If you guys are looking for ways to do it, just post on your local Facebook page that kind of, you know, holds all the people in that area and see if you can get something going.
And if you got the idea from us, tag us on the post if you make a post. Owner Disc Golf.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Even, I don't know, she talked about it. The other girl that we played against talked about it so much. And it was just a really great idea. We lost, but
still had fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Made some, I think, probably some good friends for now. Like, I'm definitely looking forward to playing with them again or playing against them again, whatever.
Nice.
They said they're going to try to make it out to Cass City, give us a chance to redeem ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your Monday Tags League?
Absolutely. That is definitely something that is also all about having fun, because the tags themselves are race cars and they're free. So.
And who doesn't love race cars?
And who, yeah, they're just like nice. They're so cool. There's like a bus and a Firebird. And the number one car is just awesome. But anyway, every single Monday, typically it's at Village Greens. If you're in the Denver area, we start at 8:45 for check-in, and then we start off at 9. We had about 15 people this Monday, so it's growing, and hopefully it will continue to grow. It's been a lot of fun kind of watching it
get bigger.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That is what she said. Perfect timing. Just wanted to shout out my buddy Garrett for running it. He's an awesome dude. Awesome little dog he has too. He's just a super nice kid. I shouldn't say kid because I think he's a year older than me, but really nice person. I call everyone kids. I feel like I'm the oldest person in the world. I don't know why. I'm just an old person, so.
He's just out here calling his friend Will Smith. Hey, kid.
Hey, kid. Well, I think it's a Joel-ism, too. I used to work with a guy named Joel, and I stole a bunch of what he said. I haven't the foggiest idea. That's one of them.
I've never heard you say that in your life.
I say it a lot.
No. Mm-mm.
I do.
No. Yeah. Wrong.
Come on out. It's free. It's fun. If you have dragon tags, we do dragon tags. We're not selling them. If you have mile high tags, we also do mile high tags. We're not selling them, but you can play for them. It's really fun. I came in with a 500 something tag this past Monday and left with a 200 something. So it's the lowest I've ever had.
Our main thing we're getting at here is disc golf is all about fun.
That's the bottom line. Even if you are not playing up to your standards, it's still better to be playing disc golf than working. So,
yep, almost got dark there, but I maintained.
Nailed it.
Which brings me into my next question. I am...
almost got dark there.
Which brings me into our next question. My next question I would like to pose to some of the listeners running this league. What type of little games can I do week to week to kind of make it more fun for the people who might not be at the top? We're slowly transitioning into random doubles to give everybody, you know, kind of more of that chance of getting up there and winning. I have CTPs. I have an ace pool building. I was wondering if there's anything else, like, yeah, just, I don't know, something different I can do to make it more fun for the novices and the people who have maybe just been playing the first time or second time or whatever. So if you have any answers, Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm sure if you message the TikTok, Kyle will tell me.
I will.
Yeah. You can email us too.
We have an email.
If you have any ideas.
Smoke signals.
I don't know how to read those.
I accept pigeons.
No, he accepts pigeons. Apparently he accepts smoke signals and pigeons.
If you're fluent in the Force, a message can come through that.
Apparently Kyle's fluent with the Force.
You have anything else? I think that's the only, yeah.
If you guys have any questions for us, hit us up and we will answer them on air.
And we'll shout you out.
Yeah.
So
if we get enough, we'll start making a segment out of it.
We would love to do a listener question segment. So send in your questions. We would love to read them off, answer them for you.
For show.
We would appreciate it. So it's better than us just talking to each other like fucking idiots.
Amateur disc golf questions answered by amateur disc golfers. On to the Des Moines Challenge.
Is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
Is it Des Moines?
Yep. On to the Des Moines Challenge.
Why are you saying Des Moines?
Because there's an S.
Yeah, it's French. It's Des Moines.
It's in Iowa.
It's French.
All right. Then you say it.
Des Moines.
No, it's in Iowa, so it's like not Mexican either. On to the Des Moines Challenge.
Des Moines?
Is that Pickard Park?
Pickard Park Challenge.
Is that Pickard Park, which was one of the courses for the 2004 Worlds, and the course looks phenomenal. It is a very, very, very well-maintained course. They even, I guess this is how they keep it, year-round, is how they have it trimmed up for this tournament. So it's just cool to see a course that is well taken care of year round. Maybe they're lying to me. I don't know.
Only other one that I've seen is that close is, and that's not even championship level course like that, is Beaver Ranch. It was beautifully maintained.
Yeah. Is that the mountains one?
Mm-hmm. It was so pretty. But there was a dude weed whacking the fairways as we were playing.
Why weed whacking? Wouldn't it be easier?
I don't know.
It's a mountain.
He was just running it full. Yeah, running it full blast. That was just wah! For fucking an hour. It was so funny. he's gonna blow that thing up. Anyway,
but after watching this tournament, Iowa is definitely on my list of where I would like to visit.
Bucket list for Iowa, huh?
Yeah. Apparently they have more courses per capita than any other state.
I almost died in Iowa. Did you know that?
No. Kind of wishing you did.
When I first moved out here, we call it the Durancho.
The what?
It's called a Durancho. It's basically an inland hurricane.
Is that French?
D-E Rancho. I don't know. I'm probably saying it wrong. Probably saying it very Midwestern. Rancho. That's wrong. That's so wrong.
All right. Anyway.
There's no way I'm saying that right. All right. Anyway. Tornadoes and stuff. Knocked down a bunch of crops and flipped semis.
Well, yeah. Type in inland hurricane on Google and it comes up. August 10th, 2020.
Hey, that's when I moved.
They just call it an inland hurricane.
Yeah. Yep. And I had no idea that that was a thing until we were literally
in it,
3 miles away from it. And we stopped by a town because Bannon had to poop and tornado sirens were going off. And we were like, oh, well, let's stop by this McDonald's, I guess. Ask them if we could come in there if there was a tornado with our dogs. They're like, yeah. We're like, okay, cool. We might have to do that. We just chilled in the car. It shook pretty good, but we're safe, I think.
I don't know how serious it was.
Oh, it was bad. No, we were really close to dying.
That's always good.
Oh, yeah, good times. And then, we didn't... Oh, my gosh. There was no power for, 30, 40 miles. So, getting gas was a little bit scary.
Almost died twice in Iowa.
Iowa. Don't visit.
Kyle's not on Kyle's bucket list.
That's, yeah, sorry, Iowa.
Anyway, regardless...
Shout out all my Iowans.
Regardless of what happened to Kyle in Iowa, I would still like to go there.
I would too. I'd play disc golf there. No hate against the state.
Just against the De Ranchos.
Also, when it's just like cornfields on both sides of the road, and it's just for miles, it's just boring as hell.
Sounds like Michigan.
Yeah, so that's Iowa as well. Mm-hmm. Just so everyone's aware.
There's disc golf courses somewhere in those cornfields, though, and I'm going to find them.
I don't know. What I saw was a boring-ass state.
Anyway.
Again, sorry, Iowa. Shout out, Iowa.
Moving on. If you haven't caught any of the coverage yet, CCDG and Ace Run Pro put out the MPO side, and GK Pro put out the FPO side. And then it was live on the Disc Golf Network, in case you are subscribed to that. Still catching up on all of it. I wasn't able to snag all of it, but I'll watch it throughout this week as I work. Rounding out the top three at the MPO was Gavin Rathbun. Super excited about that at 25 under. Calvin Heimberg. Super excited about that because who doesn't love Calvin at 26 under. And Paul McBeth taking home the win at 28 under par.
Beginning the tear.
Yep. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure we called it that last week that he was just going to
just dominate.
Full on McBeast and just rip every course anew.
Good to see Gavin up top.
Yeah, it's his first. This is like his biggest win of his career.
Huge.
So it'll be excited to see where he goes
from
here.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Right up there with Vinny.
Also, cool little note about this. The girl who designed the like deer thing for the like the chant for the tournament is a Saginaw local. So that's pretty sweet.
Nice.
On the FPO side of things, we had Paige Pierce coming in third at 2 under, Jessica Weiss coming in second at 4 under, and Missy Gannon taking home the win at 5 under.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about Missy Gannon win. She's always fun to watch, and she always feels like she kind of gets overshadowed by like Paige Pierce and Katrina and what they got going on. So it's nice to see her at the front of things.
Yeah, nice to see somebody besides Kat or Paige win a tournament.
Mm-hmm. Or Haley. I'd
like to see Haley King win more tournaments. So
it's exciting to see anybody win, but it's just nice when when you know FPO, the good FPO players win.
3, 2, 1.
Worst
five. Oh, yeah. What?
We should have made our worst five worse.
Worst five? Worst five or worst five?
Worse. No, like we should have, as we said it, we should have made that worse.
What are we doing, Eric?
We are picking the 5 Park and Rec characters who would be the worst at disc golf.
That's Parks and Recreation.
Anyway.
I'm going to call you Jello Shot. Actually, you know what? Cancel that. I'm going to call you Jay Shot.
All right. I'll kick off my number 5, the 5th worst character at disc golf from Parks and Recreation is Tammy Swanson.
She'd just try and bang the disc, wouldn't she?
Yeah. Yep. It's one.
Wait,
of
which Tammy?
The Tammy 1, I think, but I don't remember.
All right. No. You have to pick one.
I don't remember which one's which.
Google it. You just Googled
something.
I tried.
I still don't know. I'm just Tammy Swanson.
Do you just not remember?
Yeah, I haven't watched the show in a long time.
Oh.
Tammy Swanson, regardless.
All right, well, my number 5, J-Shot, is John Ralphio. Do you remember who John Ralphio is?
Yep, and I think you're wrong, because I feel like John Ralphio might be actually really good at it.
I think he would be very poor at it. Have you ever watched him play basketball in that one scene where he's playing against the basketball player, Not good. Not athletic at all.
Those skills don't match up.
Also, I think he would be just like, you know, he'd, you know, walk for 2 seconds and then be like, I can't be outside anymore. The sun is hurting my skin. And then he would just walk away.
Okay.
Or like,
whatever
you know,
you say.
Pickpocket the nearest person and then steal their car.
Go for it. I still disagree.
Well, you're wrong, and that's a fact.
My number four is Mark Brandanowitz.
Mark Brandanowitz.
That one. Yep, that one.
Just say it with confidence. That's all I did.
No, you said it right. Anyway, I pick him because he's like probably one of the worst characters on the whole show, I think. And I think I just want him to be bad at it.
I can see that. That's it. I could totally see that.
Why do you even make a list?
What?
Why do you even make a list?
To change it at the last second when I come up with something different.
All right.
But nobody else knows that except for you.
You said it out loud.
But I just said it I'm out changing loud. My so fifth now one. Everybody knows that I'm changing my
even
list
on
at the
your
last
fifth
second.
One, you said you were changing it.
Well, I'm going to do this every time. It's called ADHD, Eric. Eric. Wait, no, is that from Trailer Park Boys? That's from Trailer Park Boys. That's what we should do next.
Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys.
Ooh, Sean,
hey.
Sean can be on for that. He's the big
Trailer
Park
Boys.
Yeah,
he can do the top five. Yeah, we're doing all right. Yep. All right.
All right. What's your number four, Kyle?
That was such an ADHD tract of thought.
Well, then back on track. Your number four.
Four?
Number four.
My number four worst character who would play disc golf from Parks and Recreation are the raccoons that plague the city. I imagine that raccoons are not very good at disc golf. So, but they do have opposable thumbs.
They could probably, like, scare away their competition, and then everyone That's else, true. Like, forfeits.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have to go through and finish their tournament, I guess.
They are, like, an active gang, so, I mean, they're pretty powerful, so...
Who knows?
They might not be bad. This might be a wrong choice, but I'm gonna
but they're
stick with
probably...
my choice, that is the raccoons from Parks and Recreation, as my number four worst character who would play disc golf.
But, to be fair... Shows how good they are just by they're better than three other people on his list.
True.
My number three is Ben Wyatt. I just don't think he would even attempt to play disc golf. Feels like he would be too busy. What is he? He's a numbers guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Accountants.
He'd be like,
for
nope,
accountants.
Gotta do something else and just wouldn't even waste his time to try to play disc golf.
I feel like he tries to at one point, doesn't he?
Oh, really? I don't know.
Doesn't he try and froth at one point? Hit me up in the comments if you remember. Did Ben Wyatt froth?
I guess I'll have to go back through and watch it.
Was it Ultimate?
And the guy who can't remember anything, for some reason, remembers every single detail of Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it's called OCD and ADHD. I remember really useless information. Really specific, stupid information for no reason. It's really great. Yep.
Yeah.
That was real. Too real. All right. Eric, what's your number three?
I already said my number three.
What's my number three? Kyle, what's your number three? Oh.
It was written as two.
Two number twos.
I just
somehow,
it.
Tommy is worse than the raccoons.
I don't even remember who Tommy is.
Aziz Ansari.
I was like, oh, that's Aziz Ansari. I had no idea
Tommy
his name
T.
was Tommy.
Tommy T.
Nope.
Yep. So that's his name, and that's the character that Aziz Ansari plays, if you didn't know. And also, he moisturizes like a motherfucker. So I don't even think he'd be able to hang on to the disc.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, that guy. You know who it was then.
Yeah, I just didn't know his name was Tommy. Like, I don't know the guy's name who yells all the time, but I like his actor. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember his last name, though, in the show.
No.
That's bothersome to me.
On to my number two is Ann Perkins.
Ann Perkins.
I think Ann Perkins would relate disc golf with Andy and almost the same as Ben Wyatt, just refused to play. Because let's be fair, Andy Dwyer would be the number one disc golfer on the thing, but this isn't who would be best, this would be who worse. And I think Ann wouldn't even try. She all she could think about is Andy if she tried to go out and to think about how this was a sport he would enjoy.
Leads me perfectly into my number two, Andrew Dwyer. Pre him changing into a different character. This will be him like first season when he's like in the cast and stuff. Go back early, guys, if you don't remember. He was a completely different character. He was kind of a trash bag, lived in a pit for a while. And then, Ann Perkins stuff. But, yeah, so I'm not saying he wouldn't be bad. I'm just saying it'd probably be tough to disc golf in a double leg cast. What's your number one, Eric?
My number one is the star of the show, Leslie Knope.
I disagree with this.
I don't care. Okay.
I have evidence.
Huh?
I have evidence.
Why? What?
Go back and watch the first episode of Parks and Recreation. She flings poop really good. Like, almost like a forehand throw. And I think she'd smash. Nope. So, I think you're wrong, Eric.
She reminds me too much of my mom, and she'd just go up there and just flick the frisbee.
She reminds me of Paige Pierce.
Nope.
Yep. This is where we disagree.
We always disagree. You change your list just to disagree with me.
That is so true. I do. That is so accurate. I always do that. My number one worst disc golfer out of the Parks and Recreation cast ever is Jerry, Terry, Larry, Gary. He'd probably fall down after his first throw and like break his hip and not be able to throw anymore. So,
why is that?
Because he fell down into a ditch going after a burrito and messed up his shoulder and then claimed that he was mugged. So, he's that kind of guy.
So, because he fell down once, he would fall down every time.
Have you seen him? Have you seen his character? He seems like a pretty clumsy fella.
I've met a lot of clumsy fellas that are actually pretty good at disc golf.
Okay.
Look at you, Mr. Fall Down and Break My Wrist 5 times.
Accurate.
Got him.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But I suck at disc golf, so I mean, you're proving the wrong point.
You're better than raccoons and a double-casted Andy.
Maybe. On their bad day.
We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
We'll have to find some raccoons to play.
If you want me to play disc golf against raccoons, send in hate mail, please.
Hate mail?
Yeah.
Don't hate us.
Well, just me.
And that was our worst five.
Worst five. What a wonderful segment, Eric. And a wonderful episode. Today, we talked about some of our own disc golf things. We asked you guys to send in some listener questions. If you have any questions, send them in on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything you have that you could message us on. Message us, please. Some questions. We would like to do a segment on it. Next, we talked about the Des Moines Challenge, and then we had worst five Parks and Rec characters that would be terrible at disc golf. And that was a wonderful episode. Eric, what you got?
What do I have? What I have are, I have some codes for you guys. Head on over to our Teespring store and check out our merch. You can use the code ONO for free shipping. You can also head on over to StarFrameDiscs.com and use code ONO for 5% off. Don't forget to check out all of our social media pages. We have an Instagram, a Facebook, a Twitter, a TikTok, a YouTube, and a Patreon. Shout out to our wonderful two members. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for another episode.
Episode 25 in the books, if you made it to this point in the episode. As always, you are our absolute favorites. Thank you for listening.
So see you later.
All right, Eric. Have a good night. Bye. Bye.